This is a big topic. I hope we'll be able to do it somewhat justice. It should have the words guys lock up on top of the page. We're going to touch on the main subjects that are discussed under this topic, but I won't be able to tell you that we're covering anything in its completion. At least we'll have some taste of what it's all about. A taste. But the place you go, the Milkins will taste of it. Gemara in Bava Kamma. This, by the way, as you see in the presentation, is not learning a whole sugya. It's split up according to the different subject matters. And we'll get as far as we get. Gemara in Bava Kamma, Kufya Gimel, Amud Aleph, and Amud Beis is the main sugya on the topic, although it does pop up in numerous other places. Sanhedrin Nun Tes, and Becheres Yud Gimel, and Bava Kamma Kufya Aleph, amongst others. Tanya Amru Shimon, Dabar Zed Darsha Bekiva Kishabami Zephirin. Bekiva Darshan, Benayan LeGezel Kanani, Gezel Akum, Gezel Nachri, Gezel Enihudi. These kinds of names are always interchanged in the Gemara. Shuasser. How do we know that there's an Isser of Gezel in regard to Goyim? The question itself is an interesting question. Like, why not? Because you first have to say, where's the miut to exclude them? And then to have to go to, over here it seems like the starting point is to assume the Torah was given to Yidden, and therefore means between Yidden and Yidden. But Hechatesi applies by Goyim. Possibly, what's going through Rabbi Kiva's mind until he makes his drasha is because the puzzle says, Lo signovu, lo sechachashu ish ba'amisai. Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. So at the end of the pasuk, lo sechachashu, is not to deny that which you owe to someone. It says, ish ba'am Yisrael, well, a yid with another member of our same nation, another member of our am Yisrael, a fellow member of the Jewish people, there's an ish lo sechachashu. So the question is punctuation or drasha in the same pasuk when it says, lo signovu, lo sechachashu, ish ba'am Yisrael. Could be that the starting point before Rabbi Kiva started darshani was assumed that the entire pasuk is only there for ish ba'am Yisrael, both on lo signovu and lo sechachashu. Both shouldn't be ish ba'am Yisrael. Don't ganva and don't be machish. Don't go and take and don't deny that which you owe.
Could be, it should be like ribis.
Ribis is specifically mutar by Yisrael by goy. It's even a mitzvah in the lenachri tashich. There the Torah was obviously not concerned with the hefsid mamay. But there, at least, a person is doing it willingly. Over here, I'm doing it unwillingly. The other pasuk says,
"Do we need a drasha to exclude?"
That's the question.
From murder, is it okay to murder a non-Jew?
Well, after the tape is off, we'll talk. No, it's not okay. But it seems over here like the starting point that the Gemara is asking us: how do we know that there's any issue over here? As though the first point would be to assume that Mestam the Torah was only answering between Yidden and Yidden, either because that's just a prevailing svara about how the Torah's mitzvahs are given, or because specifically the Torah says ish ba'am Yisrael. Likewise, the pasuk says lo sigzol, lo sashog ish es am Yisrael. I think same pasuk over there also by lo sigzol it also says dafka ba'yid, but again that might be go on the second on lo sashog. Maybe it's not going on lo sigzol. But it seems that the starting point Rabbi Kiva would have thought, no, it only by Yidden, not by Goyim. It means Yidden from Yidden, but not Yidden from Goyim. About a by a Goy himself is an Isser, it's one of the Zaymas B'nei Nayach, that an Isser is not allowed, that Goy is not allowed to gazel. Tamu Leimer. So the Darshan is from a passing in Parshas Bahar, where it says, a Parsha of an Eved Ivri, a person that doesn't keep Shemitah, step by step, Rashi over there describes, where he sells his field, he sells his bas, he sells his house, he has to sell himself, sells himself evidently to Yisrael, even to a ger, a little bit, Eke Mishpachas ger, even to a goy, or even to an Avodah Zara, to work over there as a wood chopper for the Avodah Zara. Midachi al-dachi, step by step, going down. So when the pasuk over there is talking about a person, an Eved, Yisrael, that sold as an Eved Ivri to work for a goy, Achri Nimkar, after he sold Geula T.L.O., that his closest relative should I'll come and redeem him and buy him back. Now, gula tilo means that you have to pay him, the goyish master that bought him, his going rate of gula. If you're taking him out by force, if you're coming to rescue him and have him escape, that's not gula tilo. Likewise, if you're only going to pay him a half a payment, or otherwise cheat him, that's like you're setting him free without paying him. Gula tilo means you have to pay to be able to get him out. Don't take him out by force and set him free. And do a great mitzvah of setting a Jew free. Because thereby, you're stealing from the goy that bought him and monetarily has a right to work him. And now you're going to set him free. You're taking away his monetary rights. That's gezelakum. Yochel yigloim alav. This makhluk's Raj Tos had a taisha. We'll taisha lactosis. Yochel yigloim alav. Maybe, even though you can't set him free without paying, but you could deceive him as far as the proper pricing and try to mislead him to think that he should go free for much lower than it really should. You have to do the accounting, do the numbers. Do the math and pay him what is justly his. So from here, Rabbi Akiva learned that the Torah is makbid, that you can't take away the goy's properties or deceive him and take out and pay him that which he less than what he deserves. You have to deal with him without any gezel. So therefore, there's an isser gezelakum. Now, there's a major machlokes b'shenim, and an enormous amount is written on the subject, which we're not going to get ourselves into. We'll just note that there is such an issue about whether this is a real din deraisa, whether this is a limud gamur. Darash Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva is a master of drasha, that could very well be a drasha deraisa. It might be, therefore, Megala reveals, indicates that this taka goes back into Lo Sigzol, or let's say Lo Sigzol, and we're going to do Lo Sigzol, Asnachta, Kama, Lo Sashek, Ishes Amisai, and that Ishes Amisai is only going to Lo Sashek, but Lo Sigzol is going to be, therefore, universal. It could be now that that indicates to us how to understand the getter of Lo Sigzol, or it could be that this is a new limud b'fnei atzmo. Lo Sigzol taka is only Ishba Amisai. But then, no, there's no Isser. It's an Isser called Avachishim Kaneo, or Gulati Elo, which is like a business assay, and it's an assay that you're not allowed to set him free or cheat him in the payment. So that's two possibilities, either Dereisa going back to those Sigzel or Dereisa Lima of itself. Third possibility is that this is an Aspachta. It's a drach like many times Chazal do to make a Dindrabanan with some kind of a connection to the Teresh B'Ksav with a less than full-fledged Limud. And it's talking only an Aspachta for Nisr Drabanan. This is a Shaila Rishayim. A lot is written on the subject. There's a sefer called Shaila Tshuvos Chutal Meshulash from B'chaim B'chaim V'lajner. He has four tshuvos between himself, and it appears to be the Onu Yamtif that wrote on three tshuvos, then his tshuvos back. Yud Dalad Tesvav Tezayin is Onu Yamtif, and Yud Zayin is the Chutal Meshulash, is the B'chaim V'lajner's tshuva back. There's much, much else written also on the subject. It's a broad sugya. We're not going to attempt to cover that tonight. We're just going to note the halacha of it. That the Rambam, the next paragraph we have here says, "Kol agayniv mamon mishava prutu lamala." Any person that steals a shava prutu or more, over alosos eshenemor lo signaivu. So over this lava lo signaivu, that's the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. The pasuk in the Seres Adibrais is going on kidnapping. Vein lokan lav zesh or yinid l'tashlum shaganeva chayav chivos zvater l'shalim. And then the Rambam says, still going on over alava lo saasei. Over Alos Aseshenem Alos Ignovo, he expanded and says, what does it apply to? Echad Agoniv Mam in Yisrael, Echad Agoniv Mam in Magoy over the Zara. Whether the person stealing from Yid, whether the person stealing from Agoy. Echad Agoniv Asagodolo Asakaton, whether the person steals from an adult or from a child. That's all. He doesn't now make another statement. It's all Usr. That would be possible to say, it's Usr now in the Rabbanah. He doesn't say it. A new halacha means all this, whether it's Gadol, whether it's Katan, whether it's Goy, whether it's Yid, it's all included in the above. It's over below Zosation and below Signevu. The Lashon Rambam is very strongly indicative that he holds that this is an Issa Dereisa, and it goes back into the original Issa of Lo Sigzol. It's not even a new Limud. The Kefal not. That the puzzle says, he did Isha Re'eo, Shurok has Lishmor, the puzzle of Shvata. Kefal not, that's a Knas. But the Isser of the Geneva itself Right now we're dealing with the Isser Geneva. We're not talking about the Chiyuv Tashlumin per se. But Isser the Geneva and likewise Isser Gezel presumably go hand in hand. There's also what written about that subject too, that the Rambam seems to speak a little bit different language at the beginning of Hilchos Geneva and the beginning of Hilchos Gezela. Likewise, the Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Hilchos Geneva and Hilchos Gezela, which copies basically the Lashon Rambam, seems to speak differently, and the Achronim deal with those differences. We're not going to go right now involved in them. We're just noting that there is an issue about whether it's Reis or Drabanan, Asmachtar, goes back to the original Isser, Lo Sigzel, Lo Signaiv, or whether it's a new Isser. All the above are possibilities, different sheet of Rishenim, and Sugyas HaShas that are Nayakeh to that. The Shach, which I quote over here, is a combination of two Shachs. One in the first beginning of Hilchos Geneva, one beginning of Hilchos Gezela says, these are his words, that's Mashma Mikan to Asa Dereisa. The words of the Rambam, which become the words of the Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Siman Shemem Ches, strongly indicate that he's dealing with an Isa Dereisa of Geneva. But Ken Kassel the Marashal in the Sefer Yamshel Shlomai, in Baba Kama, Berger the Sphere, the Rambam, and likewise the Torah and the Smag, Shekasu, Balashan Zeh, they all hold that it's Isa Dereis Ein Sham. And from here, the Shach Asakashu on the Ramah, that's the Rav Bagod Ben Ezer, that's the Ramah Shulchan Aruch Ben Ezer, that says it's only also because of Kiddush Hashem, and the Nesivas has a Shekel Teru on it. It's a fascinating, we could spend a half hour talking about it, but I don't want to go that direction right now. Well, the Inyan Dina, he brings down Hichriya Marshal like Shita Rashi, then Sanhedrin, Nun Tesam and Aleph, Nun Zayinam and Aleph, I'm sorry, Deinu Elamit Rabbanan. So there's a back and forth on that issue about whether it's Dreiser Rabbanan, but bottom line is, it's Usser. And therefore us, it doesn't make a huge difference. It's also Dreis, it's also Rabbanan, it's also because of Achishev, it's also because of Lo Sigzol, also Lo Sigdov. Either way, it's Usser, and we're trying to be an Erlich Yid. An Erlich Yid therefore doesn't steal not from a Yid, not from a Goy, not from a Gov, not from a Katan. It's also a steal. Done. Good question. Right. Also there will be other Nafkaminos as well. Right. Well, Kiddush Hashem will be beyond this halacha itself. We'll get to some of the more gedarim as we're not quite ready for answering that question. Well, first we're just establishing that there is an Isser on some level, Dereis or Drabanan, of Gezalakam. So halacha l'mais is, if we talk about any situation where you're going to be taking something you don't deserve from a goy, you're dealing with an Isser of Gezalakam, which many Rishonim hold as Dereis, the Ramazim holds as Dereis, the Lach of Marshal says, like Rashi Rabbanan, be that as it may, an Erlich Yid doesn't steal, therefore, not from a Yid, not from a Goy. Now, that doesn't mean that we have to treat a Goy's mum in the same way we treat a Yid's mum. We're going to see now a number of things that the Torah says directly, the Lach accepts, that are mutter in regard to a Goy, are dealing with a Goy, while it would be Gezel in our dealing with another Yid. And here's a couple of them. First of all, the Gemara goes on over there, Baba Kama Sham. Paragraph number 4. Amr bar Gittel, Amr Shimma Chasida. Gezel Kanani is Osir, as we've already established. Although he's going to bring now a new limit for that. And Avidasa Muteris. However, if a goy lost an object and you find it, you're allowed to take it and keep it and use it and eat it up and it's yours. Yeah, well, and you can use it like it's yours. Avidasa Muteris, his lost object, has no Isser for you to take it and use it. And he explains. Gezela was Asr, and brings a different drasha than we did some beforehand. The Umar of Huna, he doesn't seem to have Rishimit, Rabbi Kiva's drasha. He has another drasha. Manayan le Gezela, Kadani Shu Asr, Shinemar, because the Pazuk says in Parashas, Ekev, Biachalta is called Ha'ami Asher Hashem Lekecha No Saint Loch, that when you enter Eretz Yisrael and you conquer the 31 countries, nations, kingdoms that are there, you're allowed to go and eat them all up. Take whatever you want, whatever you find, whatever you conquer. It's all yours. B'yachalta, you could consume it, everything there. B'sman she'im b'srum yodecha, when you conquer them and they're given over to your hands, then you're allowed to take whatever you wish. B'lo b'sman she'im b'srum yodecha. But otherwise, at other times, you can't go and just take your Croatian neighbor's stuff and take it. That's normally usher. So he's making a drasha, a different drasha we had beforehand. Avidasu muteris, but his aveda is mutter. Avidas Muteris, Dom Rav Chama Bar Gur Yom Rav, Benayin La Avedas HaKanani, She Muteris. Kanani is just a generic term for any Yehudi. She Muteris. She Nemar, L'chol Avedas HaChicha, Should be with you. The mitzvah of Hashem is aveda. Take care of it. Don't leave it. Don't abandon it. Los luchsuch lusalem. L'chol avichacha avedas achicha. Only your brother, another Jew, is there a mitzvah that you have to do Hashem is aveda. L'achich ata machzir. To another yid, you have to return the lost object that you find and you identify it belongs to him. You have to give it back to him. Or he comes and gives the identifying simonim to show that it's his. V'ata machzir l'knani. And you don't have to return it. We'll see in a moment. You're not even supposed to return it. When it belongs to a goy. The Gemara has a little question over here. Ema hanimila hecha de lo asi yadi, but it means that you don't have to pick it up. Lo mechayv lo duri vasri, you don't have to go and get it. There's no dinim lo suchel asali. I will hecha de asli yadi, but once you have it, your hands are ready. It's not yours, you have to give back. Ema lahadre, amaravina, umatsasa. It is after you already found it, still there's a difference between a chicha and a goy. Dasol yadi mashba. And therefore, and Avedas Akum is Mutter. I didn't print it over here, but there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. I forgot what page. I think about the Avsam above, approximately on the base in Sanhedrin, that says that you're not even allowed to be Machzor Aveda of a Goy, because the pasuk in this week's Parsha Netzavim, Masfos HaRove Es Hatzmeya. What's it got to do with Masfos HaRove Es Hatzmeya? Rashi over there says that that Yidden are always thirsty for mitzvahs. They're always rava, like a alcoholic always has an appetite for more drinking. Who wants to have more? We're always alcoholics. They said one of the Hasbanim for Yashu Zalat, he was almost a drunkard. He was couldn't have much enough wine of the Torah. He just kept on drinking. So we're also have to alcoholics in terms of our unquenchable thirst for more Torah, for in this case more mitzvahs, and a sveya, those that are satisfied and satiated and not hungry, not thirsty, those are goyim that don't have any interest. The mansvosa rovitz and sveya. If now you go in and equate them, equalize them, then it shows. Rashi says it shows that you're not doing mitzvahs because of the mitzvahs Hashem. That's the mitzvah Hashem is aveda. I'm doing it because I do it for anyone. I'm just a good Samaritan, a nice guy, a good citizen, and I found your object here. I want to return to you because that's just a nice thing to do. That means that when you
das, you think it's right,
and therefore it shows that when you return things to a yid, also you're doing it just because you think in your das that it's right and it's a good Samaritan and it's a fine thing to do. In other words, you have your own religion of your own ethics made up, and you're not a Torah observant Jew. That's what that means when you return to a goy, and therefore it's also to return to a goy. We'll see in a moment the Rambam has a different parish. He says it's also because you're a machzav gidei over yavera, the stam goyim or v'cheskas, if they're not a ger tosha that commits himself to zayim mitzvahs, that they're people that are uncommitted even to their basic minimal mitzvahs that they have to do, and therefore by giving them anything you're shtitzing them, you're supporting them, and that's why it's also. Right? Lo zuchanim is that you shouldn't give them out in the schinim, you shouldn't give them something of yours. Here I'm just giving back his own thing. It's not yours. Even if you hold that Gezel Akam is mutter, or if you hold a Veda also is muteris, it doesn't mean it's yours. You can't be Kaddish Nisha with it, Pashas. That's the problem with that Ramah. But it's not yours. You can't be Yotze Lulav with it. It's not Shalochem. Right? No, you're allowed to use it. But it's his. You just know there's no Chi of Israel there on Gezel Akam.
No consideration of Dr. Shol.
Let's hold the phone on that a minute. We're going to get there very soon. Tanya Rav Pinchas ben Yair Aymer. Pinchas ben Yair is the son-in-law of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. B'malkum sheyesh chil Hashem afilu avidas asur. When the goy lost something over here in a shul, and he was visiting, there was a janitor who works in the shul, and then he lost his or whatever, and then he doesn't get it back. They said, oh, these Jews, right? You know how they are, they steal. So then if he lost it in a shul, then that would be a chil Hashem, and therefore you have to return it to him. But if he lost his object in the airport, then he doesn't think that the Jews in particular are the ones that are going to find it. And you went into the bathroom after him and you found whatever his value is, his watch over there. Then you could just walk out very innocently and keep it in your pocket. There's no reason it's going to be a chel Hashem. He's going to be blaming Jews for that. Unless he's standing outside watching the next guy coming out of the bathroom after him. But if he lost it, probably he's not doing that. So, b'malkum sheyesh chel Hashem, where there's a reason that he should believe that he lost it in a Jewish store, Jewish neighborhood, Jewish institution, like this. So then, walkum sheyesh sheyesh rov Yisrael, then it'll be a chil Hashem, we don't return it. But other than that, we don't return it. The Rambam, following Rabbi Amieli, expands this halacha. This becomes also because Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Siman Reish Samach Vav, I believe, brings down Lashon Rambam. In Chayshe Mishpat, more than I think anywhere else, the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber, wrote the Shulchan Aruch very, very heavily by just copying over the words of the Rambam, more than anywhere else. And therefore, often in Beis Yosef, being has so many different opinions, so Shulchan Aruch, he just fine, Lashon Rambam, done. Out of whatever reason, the Mechaber decided Chayshe Mishpat to go very heavily with just straight Rambam. So very often, these Rambams that we're reading, every one, and becomes verbatim the Mechaber and their appropriate Siman. So Rambam says in Hilchos Gzeilah Aveda Hilchos Siman Yud Aleph, Perek Yud Aleph, which is in the Shulchan Aruch, I think it's Reish Samach Vav, says, Avedas HaGoy is Muteri, Shenem Avedas HaChicha, and a lost object that you find of a Goy, you're allowed to take and keep. V'hamachzira HaReisa Overa Avera. It's even Usher. And the Rambam has his Perish, Neishu Machzi Dei Rishoy Yoylam, because you're giving them support, more wherewithal for them to be Rishoyim. V'yimhechzira L'Kadesh as Hashem. However, if you gave it back optionally, you're not required to, but if you gave it back optionally in order to make a Kiddush Hashem, which is Kiddush Yifaru as Yisrael, that they should praise and exalt the Jewish people, V'yedu Shehem Bali Amuna, and to know that you didn't live with Erlichkeit, Harezeh Meshubach. Famous story, the Yerushalmi brings from Shimon Shetach that he sold a donkey, he bought a donkey, and when he bought the donkey and it was coming out of its hair, he found a diamond inside of it, and went back to the guy, the animal seller, and returned it to him. And the guy said that, you bought the donkey, what are you returning anything? He said, I bought a donkey, I didn't buy a diamond. And the guy fell down to Shimon Shetach, and he said, Baruch al Kei Shimon, like only the God of the Jews, there's no one else that would have ever done like this. So that was making Kiddush Hashem. He wasn't required to do so, but with that, it's worth more than any diamond is to make a Kiddush Hashem. If Chil Hashem is the worst of Eir, that's not even Misa, Misa's not Mechabron, then Kiddush Hashem is Mita Tovim Ruba, is a mitzvah beyond any kind of diamonds. So, on the one hand, generally speaking, it's mutter, you're allowed to keep it. If you give it, in fact, to give it back then is an Isser, it's over a Veira. But if you're doing it to make Kiddush Hashem, then Hareza Meshubach, that's praiseworthy. Not required, but a very commendable practice. We lost it over here in the Jewish area where he's going to know, oh, the Jews probably found it, they probably kept it, then you have to return it. And any place that you might find, if you find that they left something outside and you want to put it away to be in a safe place, so there you have living together in harmony, the neighbors looking out for the kid left his bike outside, so you put it away because always the next morning you're not going to find that bike anymore. That kind of thing you should do because we live Darkei Shalom with them. So you have Darkei Shalom, you have Kiddush Hashem, you have Chil Hashem, and otherwise you have Avedus Akum as Muteris, and it's even also to give it back because of Machzir Avera. A lot of different guidelines in the same Rambam over here.
What is the complication of Dina Demahusadina? If the Gentile government says that lost items have to be returned to the
If they take me to court, then I'll do what they say. If they come to Bezin, we'll do according to what Bezin says.
I'm saying a criminal case.
This is not criminal over here. This is my own Hanaga. Excuse me?
How does the guy know that it gets stolen? If you don't return it,
If he knows that he lost it in a yeshiva, in a shul, right? In a place that's primarily Jewish, I say, I don't remember this, but I remember that's where I was this afternoon. I'm sure I left it over there. In fact, I remember I was in the bathroom there. I left my watch. I was washing my hands. And, oh, my watch, I'll go back over there. For sure I won't find it. Jews always steal. And then this nice yeshiva bachur goes up, Mr. Leroy, did you lose your watch? I found it today. I said, wow, I can't believe it. That would never have happened somewhere else. Right? So there you have a case of that you're required to because of Chil Hashem. Now, but besides the Chil Hashem, Kiddush Hashem, Darkei Shalom, these other sort of peripheral issues, which are important issues, not to anyway belittle them, but as far as Gezel Akum, as far as the mumminess of it, Avedaso is Moteris. Now, that's a big kasha. What's pshat on that? By Yisrael, this law says, Gemara says in Eilat Metzias, I didn't put it over here, about Daf. Lamed. Chaf Zainam base. Take a guess. It might be off by 2 blocks. The Gemara is Chavavam base. Gemara says Mamtziyah Chavavam Beis, that if a person finds a Mitziyah of another Yid, and he walks by it that doesn't pick it up, he's over Losuch and Losali. If he picks it up, Amanas to keep it and not return it, he's over Losuch and Losali, he's over Hashiv Toshivim, and he's over Losigzal. Right? So we mean to take an item that belongs to someone else, and he lost it over here, just in the middle of the street, he lost it, I don't know, his phone fell out. Right? And I pick it up, and I say, oh, good phone, I can use that one like that. I pick it up and I keep it for myself. Besides not doing Mitzvah Shavuos Aveda, I'm over Lava Losigzal. So taking someone else's lost object and keeping it for myself, I'm over Losigzal. And Gezel Akum, we just established. Gezel is Usser. Echad going to bed, Mama Yisrael, Echad going to Mama Nakum over Zora. It's all in the same Isser. And this is Gezel. And picking up an Aveda is Gezel, and Gezel with Akam is also, so why is his Aveda with Teres? Grama? Amiyat Akra. Okay, so then that teaches me the Aveda that Gezel Akam is Mutter. So how do we reconcile? How do we understand? Number one. Number two. Bava Kama Sham. The Gemara over there in the same Sugya, I cut out the Shakra Tari not to get complicated. The Sugya. But Rava says in one case we find it's Mutter, one case we find it's Aser. So I'm a Rava, lo kasha. Kan begezelai, the case that says that it's Aser is gezelakum, to take and steal, rob, take something that belongs to a goy. Kan behafkaz halva asai. But to exempt yourself, to evade payment on a loan or debt that you owe to a goy, that's Mutter. Pirish Rashi. This Rashi over there in the Gemara on Kufi Gimel Beis is edited. This is how the Kesef Mishnah brings it down, and the Poskim, smile, the Poskim Shulnar, I'll go with that Kesef Mishnah's Girsa. Could be already the Sheet of Kubetzis on the Rishonim, also go with this Girsa and Rashi. Pirish Rashi, Havkas Rav Asai, She'ain Gezel Mamish, that's not outright going and taking something of a goy, but rather he lent me money. So at the time I lent, he lent me money. There was no stealing over there, he gave it to me, I took it, I spent it, that's what I was supposed to do. 30 days later or 6 months later, he comes to me and says, Newt, what about the loan? Right? Now, if I have a way to evade payment and say something is going to get me off the hook, even though maybe it's not true, right? I'm not actually going and stealing something. The money was given to me, Beheter. And the non-payment right now is just not my giving my money to him. I'm not taking something from his. Actually, a gezel right now. She ain't gezel ma'amashari. Ki lekel chil Hashem. But you have to be a case that he's not going to know the difference. You can't just say, no, I never borrowed from you. He's going to say, you liar. You Jews, right? And then that's Gelchel Hashem. But it has to be the case of Lekel Hashem. Kagon, Rashi gives us a case. Hecha detoyen le liyoresh, nasata v'avicho meis. That the goy's father lent me money, and then he died. And now the Yoresh is going through his books and says, hey, there's an outstanding debt. It says over here in my father's books that he lent to this Jew. So he goes to the Jew and says, my father lent you money. So you say, yeah, of course he did. We were good pals. We worked and helped each other out all the time. And that loan, I repaid him. I can even tell you, we were standing right over there together. We were talking right then about this and this. Tell him a whole made-up story. And I say, oh, okay, fine. Thank you so much. I didn't mean to bother you. And he goes home. Lo yada akam behedya. It's a yud in the olive reversed. Then he won't really know that I'm lying. And that way, there's no chil Hashem of it, and then it's mutter. So Rav is telling us that as long as I could get around the issue of chil Hashem, if he'll know that I'm denying it, when it's something that I'm going to be able to get away with, he's never known the difference, then hafkos hava asai, to evade and avoid having to make a payment of something that otherwise I should owe to him, hafkos hava asai is mutter. Now the Gemara in the beginning of Elam Mitzvahs, we learned this Gemara a couple of shiurim ago. The Gemara says that Losigzol, on Samach Aleph, on Aleph, and Bar Mitzvah, that Losigzol goes on Losashek, because Losigzol is stuff you can learn out from Ribbis and Onoah. So why I say Losigzol is talking about another Isser about not denying payment that you owe to make a payment to someone else that worked for you or that you lent you money, etc. By Yid, that would be Gezel. Not to pay it back a chol, it was like Losigzol. And yet over here, by Goy, Hafkos Av also is Mutter. And a third case in which we find that which would be by a Yid Gezel is mutter by a Goy is on the bottom of this page over here on the first side of the page. Rambam and Hilchos Gzeila Perek Yud Aleph that says, sorry, I skipped a paragraph. Baba Kama Sham, next last paragraph over here on this page. Amr Shmuel, to uso muteris, which means that tosakum, we call it, that when the goy made a mistake and it gives you more than he's supposed to give you in the objects that he's selling you, the merchandise, or the payment that he's paying you, he overpays you, he doesn't know how to count too well. 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 3, 4, 5, 5, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8, 9, 10. That's pretty good. Each one of those is $10 bill, right? So that's pretty good. So, and I say, thank you so much. So his to'uso, if he made a toes and he overpays me, and the insurance company sends you two checks for the same claim, or the...
I think you'd go to jail with the insurance case.
What?
If I make a claim for a traffic accident,
they
owe me $500, they send me two checks, I cash both of them.
I say, listen, I rely on them. I don't go to no jails. If I gave them false information, that's insurance fraud, right? And that's what we're going to see the difference right now. That's a very sharp, important difference that we have to know. But when they make a mistake, I order something from a mail order, right? And they ship it twice. The first time it didn't come, and they couldn't track it, so they ship it again, and the first one eventually does come, right? That kind of thing happens all the time.
Would you say the same thing with Internal Revenue Service if they send you two refunds?
No problem. Cain Gerber. What?
They'll lock you up.
No, they won't. No, they won't. It's their mistake. What?
They'll claim it back.
They'll claim it back. No problem. If they ask me for it, I'll be happy to give it to them. I didn't do nothing wrong. When they send it to me, I said, listen, I rely on you guys. You know, when they decide that they're going to not accept what they want more, I have to rely on them. So when they say they want to give me more, I'll rely on them also. So as long as I didn't do anything false, as far as I know, that's... the truth is the absolute defense, right? Every lawyer knows that. Amr Shmuel. That sounds slander, but it works out here too. The truth is the absolute defense. This is not true in Bezdin. I'm just speaking now. Goyish from the raid. Amr Shmuel. To Usa Muteris. To Usa Akavas Muter. Kiha de Shmuel Zavan Mikusi. Now, there's two different ways of Pasha translating these words that we're going to read them and describing the story that happened. There's Rashi on the one side and the Rambam on the other side amongst a group of Rishonim on each one. But the Pashup shot the way Rashi teaches the Gemara. To Usu Muteris, Ki Yehada Shmuel, hey, look at Shmuel, Rav and Shmuel, from the pillars of Kol Terakula. Shmuel Zavan Makusi Lakana de Dahava, B'mar de Parzla. He went and he bought an object made out of gold. And it was given to him in exchange of one that was really supposed to be done of a parzala, which Rashi teaches is nechoshes. So maybe it was like brass. And brass could be look a little bit like gold. And he asked for some brass candlesticks, which only cost, whatever, $25 each. And the guy took off the shelf two gold ones and gave it to him. I said, thank you so much. You know, they look so pretty. I'll pay you $30 each. And you came home with two solid gold candlesticks. You could imagine that's worth a whole lot more. So Asav Mikusa Kana de Habu Bamar Batala, Badal Zuzi, pay them Dal Zuzi for it. And the Ivlo Le Chadzuza, according to Rashi, what it means is that even the four Zuzi he was supposed to pay, he paid 1, 3, 4. Okay? Here's four. And he gave him three instead of four. He skipped the number as he was counting. 1, 3, 4, right? And I gave it to him. The guy was very happy. So he ripped him off twice. He got an object that he didn't deserve, gold instead of the chayshus. And secondly, that he miscounted purposely and thereby paid him, underpaid him. Bilei chadzuza. That's the way that Rashi teaches it, which means that not only if he made a toast on his own, that's what's significant for Rashi, but it even means that that I could be mata him. I could deceive him and mislead him to believe something that's not true, which between you and me, between a yid and a yid, it would be outright gezel. And the way the Rashi teaching it, this is this mutter. Rav Kanda, another story. Zavan Mikusi Meya Ve'estrim Mechavisa B'Meya. He ordered a shipment of 100 barrels of whatever, wine or oil or something, and he got 120 instead of 100, and he only paid for the 100. His order was for 100, got 120. So again, it could be that he... water is fine. Thank you. L'chaim, l'chaim. It could be that he misled him and overcounted, right? And he counted by 120 and he finally got to 100 because he doubled up the numbers on the way. Or it could be that the goy made the mistake, if you learn not like Rashi, and he was just benefiting from the goy's mistake. If you learn like the second approach that the goy made the mistake on his own and Shmuel or Rav Kana just didn't say anything, then Ivlo Chadzuza, they say not that he purposely miscounted or be able to underpay, which would also be Gezel. They learned, the other Rishonim learned, the Mukiyos explains this and the other Rishonim seem to go with it, is that that the goy made the mistake and that the Yid paid him some extra money. Here, take an extra Zuz, he's such a nice guy. And that way he'll be happy, he got such a good deal, and by that time I'll be home before he realized that he made a mistake. I'm relying on you. Whatever you count, I'm not going to spend the time counting. Whatever you do, I'm relying on you. So the way Rashi learns this Gemara, it means that Shmuel or O'Connor could even do something to mislead the goy, which would be outright gezel. According to other Rishon, which we're going to see, the Rambam and the Ramah pass like this, that no, it's only if the goy made the mistake himself, then you don't have to say anything. But you're not allowed to do something to deceive or mislead him, that you can't do.
Does it matter if the guy owns the store or the guy's
Working for a Jew for sure would be usher. The idea of a tos akum, before we get to lahatoso, so there's two concepts over here. One is tos akum, if he made the mistake on his own, and I notice it and I don't say anything, and I just now go home with not having to pay the full amount or getting more than I bargained for. Because he made a mistake. And there's the second question, whether I'm allowed to even do something so far as to be mata him, and that, although Rashi is matarit, the Rambam, the Ramah, and the Halacha, we're going to pass on that that's usher. Let's talk about Tozakim first. So let's say if I was supposed to buy one thing, and I paid you for one thing, and by mistake you put two things into my shopping cart. Or if I put two things over there onto the checkout counter, and... let's say we're dealing with the Baal HaBos himself. The question is a good question, but let's say if you're dealing with the owner of the store himself, and he only rang up one, or out of 25, he only rang up 24, and one of them just got pushed over without ever getting rung up. Or that's the other case. Or he gave me, so either way, he's giving back too much, giving to me more merchandise than I'm paying for, or more change than I deserve, or when he's paying me, he's overpayment. So he's giving me something I don't deserve. So that is his own mistake, and therefore what? So therefore, we're not going to question of blaming, it's a question of fault. What's the idea of if it's his own mistake? That his own mistakes makes it, that's like he lost something. It's an avedas akum. So he now lost something. I paid for five. The sixth one over there, he put into my cart, I take it home. It's an aveda. He doesn't know nothing about it. He lost it. It really belongs to him. But avedas akum is muteris. So when there's no chil Hashem, there's no, without having to come back to make a kiddush Hashem, and Avidasa Muteris is the same halacha here as by Tos Akum. Ultimately, it's an Aveda Zakum. So that'll come from the pasuk Aveda Zachicha, and not for Aveda of a Goy. Lataoso is more chomer. Now, by the Aveda Zachicha, I guess we really answered the question already then. So why is the Mutai by Yida Begezel? There it is, because that becomes again an Aveda Zakum. If a goyish checkout person is working in a Jewish store, it's not the aveda of the cashier, it's the aveda of the owner. So therefore, you have to really know whether whether Office Depot is owned by a Jew in Atlanta, while Staples is owned by Goyim and wherever else. So if you have to know whether ultimately the store is owned by Jews, then whoever the cashier guy or the lady at the front desk is doesn't really matter. Ultimately, it belongs to the Yidden. If it's a publicly traded a company, then probably you could assume it's overwhelmingly goyish, unless you have reason to believe that the major stockholders are Jewish. That's the same shot that comes up the Gabi Ribbis and Banks or the Gabi Chomash or Pesach, without getting into this upset.
If the cashier
has an
accountant at the end of the day.
If the cashier what?
Has to give an accounting at the end of the day.
They lose the money. Well, that would be if they miscounted the change. That won't be if they didn't scan enough items. I have to tell you, as far as making a Kiddush Hashem goes, experience tells us that it doesn't always work. When you're dealing with mom and pop in their hardware store, and you got an extra box of nails, and you come back and you say, oh, hey, I didn't pay you, I should look at my receipt, it doesn't have this box of nails in it. He'll say, oh, Baruch HaLokei Shimon. They're so impressed with you. But if you buy, I don't know, some socks from Burlington, and you come back to the cashier afterwards and you say, you didn't ring up, they start screaming at you, they call you names. Because what are you trying to do, get me to lose my job? Right? So they get very offended by it. And then you go in to go to the customer service, and it becomes a whole scene. So, you know, they just walk away and say, I'm sorry, how, you know.
Weinberg told us years ago.
Yeah.
He went to Sears, he bought a big suitcase. Comes home, and he says, there's two suitcases in there. He went back, and they gave him a problem.
Right. So you don't, with these kind of people, corporate America, it doesn't become a condition. So, over here, let's quickly, we have only 2.5 minutes left. I see we're not going to finish this by no way. But the concept over here, why is Avedas Akel Mutter? And why is Tos Akel Mutter? And why is Havkos Havosa Mutter? At the same time, the Gezel Akel is Usser. And possibly, Mamash goes into the same derisive din of Lo Signovu and Lo Sigzol. Echod, Goynev Momen Yisrov, Echod Goynev Momen Akel is all equal in Rambam. So why are these things Mutter? So I'm going to skip ahead right now. Take a look on the Amud Beis, the second page. This is an important Gemara to know. The Gemara says in Baba Kama Lamed Ches that when the Kodesh Baruch Hu saw that the Goyim at the time of Matan Torah weren't even keeping the Shev Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, Kevin Shlokimo Amad V'Hitir Mamonim L'Yisrael. After that, he said, when I'm giving the Torah to Yisrael, that they only have to be concerned about Mamon Yisrael, they don't have to be concerned with Mamon Akum. Hofia Mehar Paran, Hofia V'Gila Mamonim Hitirai L'Yisrael. And that's the din of Shor Shanah part over there, that's the sugya. Which tells us that the hefsed mammon of the goy itself is not what the Torah is asering. Gezel Akum is not that he's going to lose the money, it's a goyish money, the Torah is not makbid on that. Especially the Rambam says, it's maksi de over yaveir, rishay yoylam, etc. But the Torah says, I don't want you to be a gazel. For you to go and rob a bank, or to burglarize a house, and do a mamash amaisa gezel, mamash amaisa geneva, you're becoming a ganav. You're becoming a gazlan. I don't want you to be like that. And therefore, a maisa gezel is usher. A maisa gnev is usher. But when it's b'teir os l'yodei, when I got it now b'derech hetter, let's say he gave me a pikadon, or he gave me a halva, or he did the work, and afterwards I could say, oh, I already paid it to your father. Right? So there's no maisa gezel happening. An avedas akum, right? I'm not going into his house. I'm not picking his pocket. I'm not robbing a bank. It's not a maisa of outright gezel. So then on that, that's, yes, it would be usher by Yisrael because I can't detract from your moment.
Didn't Rashi say that you could trick him before Rashi helped?
Yes, by Havkos Havosai. Oh no, by the other case of Lahatosa, because that's still not Rashi, that's not a Maisa Gezel. There's more that we'll have to speak with that Rashi, but we don't have time for it right now. But this is the first guideline to understand is that a Maisa Gezel, a Maisa Geneva, which we have to define where the guidelines for that. But such that which is actually categorized as an act of gezel or geneva, gezel achim is also either midrash or midrabbanan according to all different shitas. But when it's not a maisa gezel that's involved, it's just that he's having hefsek because it's an aveda or tos achim which is like an aveda or hafkas halva asai where there's no actual taking of something that's not you're not entitled to. Well, there's no maisa gezel happening. There's no iser of gezel achim. There's a lot of applications. There's a lot of to discuss on the subject, and it's really not doing it justice. Next Tuesday night is Erev Rosh Hashanah. Everyone has to be helping their wife get ready for Yontif or helping themselves get ready for the Dinah Gadol Vanayra. But the next Tuesday night is the night of Aseres Mei Tshuva. It's already past Shabbat Tshuva. Part of our Tshuva is being Erlich Yidden. So Blinetta, we could try to conclude this then on Tuesday night of Aseres Mei Tshuva, and then we'll take our Yontif break until after Barshas Nayak, I think. Okay?
Now, if anybody wants past shiurim, they're available on TorahDownloads.com.
Shkoyach. Now we've got that onto the download itself.